Yeah, this is your man, J.R. Perry, from Love Drops. You know, I keep it locked every Sunday to Channel Players Play, hosted by my man, K. Diddy, and Pretty Tony. So y'all keep it clubbing and keep it funky and keep it locked. Channel Players Play.
It's packed. Niggas don't know how to act. We the Mac.
Cloud 9, Kendrick Lamar, I take a sip of Hennessy and then get pissy drunk. I ain't a drinker, I'm a thinker, call it what you want. But if you turn your back, know that you just missed your chance to witness the realest shit that's ever been told to man. I found myself losing focus at a Sunday service. Embarrassed, so I start questioning God, what is my purpose? He say to live the way he did, that's all he want from me. Spread the word and witness, he rose on the first Sunday. I said, alright, enthused that my Lord gave a listen. I opened my Bible and searched to be a better Christian. And this from a person that never believed in religion. But shit, my life is so fucked up, man, I can't help but give in. I'm giving testimonies to strangers I never met. Hopped on the pulpit and told them how I was truly blessed. Felt like I'm free from all my sins when the service was over. Walked out the church and got a call that my homie was murdered. And lost my faith again.
Ooh. What am I going to do?
Gotta have.
Children of folk, that's Bo Hennessy and Bassett, cause Papa they don't know. Her day consists of working back and forth with babysitters. Can't find no one to watch her kids, so she pay her sister. Her baby daddy ain't about shit, that nigga ain't about shit. Spit the jar of milk just to cop a new outfit. She pray to God every night, hoping that he'll mature. And maybe one day his kid's something that he'll live for. Baby wanna go back to school, but she needs some help. Because it's hard trying to pay the bills when you're by yourself. She thought about credit card scams till she heard a voice that said the devil hits the lie, make a better choice. And so it's back to McDonald's and every month dealing with them crazy ass people at the county building. Look to the heavens and ask them to make a better way. They got a letter in the mail, lost her Section 8, and lost her faith again.
Ooh. What am I going to do?
Gotta have.
In the 9 mil of the race killer, act some wise, my eyes fill up. Each day it gets more realer. Orangutans bang like gorillas. The jungle when the niggas ensue. The rats lurking, vultures circling the serpents, cats lying through their teeth. My nigga didn't deserve it. I flirted with the ideal of caressing the steel to make karma come faster than she normally will. It's ill to see my fate try and leave me. It's so hard to get it, to get rid of it, it's easy. I'm trying to reach cloud nine, that's what my niggas about. But it never rained in California, let some pistols out. And still laying my feet planted on the ground, shadow boxing my conscience till my fate start responding. And if I get no answer, just know I tried. I should have never looked into a son's eyes. Break down, boy.
What am I gonna do?
Gotta have.
Whenever times is hard, your mind slipping, wondering is there really a God? Knowing you shouldn't think that way and try to freeze your brain. But whenever it's pain, that feeling forever remains. We can't believe what we can't see, and reality seems stronger than prayer. Cause you tried to change your life and now you live in a wheelchair. And your son was born with cancer and he lived in urgent care at the tender age of 12. And you feel that no one cares, searching for answers, that's human nature. You ain't in the wrong, just know when you feeling that way, his spirit's in the room. I watch people I know pray and catch the Holy Ghost and wonder why I ain't never caught that feeling before. Maybe they know I'm better, or I don't know no better. But what I do know is that he's real and he lives forever. So the next time you feel like your world's about to end, I hope you study because he's testing your faith again.
I'd rather not live like there isn't a God than die and find out there really is. Think about it.
Yes, indeed. That's from my dude, Kendrick Lamar. It's called Faith, y'all. Good Sunday evening to your boy, Pretty Tony, in the building once again. Kind of play a play. Rolling through your town. I'm rolling with my fellow Black Panther school down in the back with a low song talking about he was Pete Newton still alive. My man, K. Diddy Esquire. What's good, family?
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. Can I play a play in the building?
Yes, indeed. We're talking with y'all on this week's episode. It's called, Does Having Less Money Make Me Less of a Man or a Woman? Because I can't afford things I used to. Because we can't go out as many times as we used to. Because, you know, we got a few cars we possess. You know, we've got some things we're going through. And then, you know, the person that you're with talking about, they want out. So you start questioning everything like, damn, what was it really about while we were together? All these crazy questions start popping in your head. And, you know, you're wondering, wow, was I just a meal ticket for this person? That got to mess with your ego a little bit. That's what we're rolling with. Playology is officially in session. You know, your boy, for the last couple of months, I've been, you know, showing growth. We've been on here working on expanding the scope of the show. But for real, though, Playology, here is what the show is based upon, the book. Get your copy, www.amazon.com. Check it out. We're talking about gold diggers. Gold diggers. We're trying to figure out what it is we can do to make sure we don't end up with gold diggers. It's the 21st century, y'all, and game is out there for the taking. If you ain't got game, it don't make no sense. You ain't going to understand. And if you're naive, if you ain't got a little bit of swagger to yourself, you're going to get played like a violin each and every time. A sucker is born every day. I'm going to read you a quick quote from the book, Playology It Says. Hold on, I got lost. There's so much I want to tell you out the book. Basically, it says, a lot of people out there specialize in feeding fools' fantasies. A lot of you cats going to strip clubs looking for love. A lot of y'all trying to, you know, engage ladies of the night and thinking, oh, I'm a changer. She is what she is and she does what she does. Appreciate her for who and what she is and keep it moving. A lot of y'all want eye candy on your arms. Something so pretty that everybody stares, but you don't understand all that comes along with having this beautiful woman or exceptionally handsome man on your arms. It comes with a price. Can you afford the price tag? Because sometimes love is overpriced, especially when you're paying for it. I'll say that again. You got to be quick. Pretty Tony showing you his true caliber today. You got to be quick with what I just said. Love is overpriced, especially when you have eye candy on your arms. It comes with consequences and repercussions.
You saying, you saying that you can't get it free?
I'm not saying you can't get it free. I'm just saying that most of the times there's a price tag attached to having eye candy on your arm, especially if you don't have a certain swagger to yourself, especially if you don't have a certain mindset to yourself. It's definitely not going to be free. Love should be free, then it wouldn't be overpriced.
So I'm just riding for the guys that just got regular jobs this week, you know. Like sometimes how you ride for the ladies, I'm riding for the guys that got a regular job. So if I just got a regular job and I ain't making all that money, I got to have a mud duck. I can't have a dime piece.
That is definitely not what your boy Pretty Tony is saying, because the basis of Playology is this. Improve your gamesmanship. Understand the moment that you're in. Deal with a person on a certain level, and then you can step your game up and have what you want. You can't have a dime piece or a dollar bill, because a lot of times a woman is so beautiful, she way beyond a dime piece. She a dollar bill, homie. If you got a dollar bill on your arm, there's going to be constant people trying to spend that dollar bill for you. You got to have a certain swagger to yourself to maintain.
So basically,
go ahead.
So basically, a gentleman got to step his game up. He can't fake it till he make it with a female because she way beyond that.
Yeah, you can fake it till you make it to enter the door. But once you get beyond the door, what's your strategy beyond getting in the door? My people's power move in the chat room says, love always has a cost, even if it's not monetary. Of course love has a cost. Love has an emotional cost. Love has a sexual cost. Love has a spiritual cost. It's not always monetary. There's always cost and effect when it comes to love. And that's what we've never been taught. You know, we want to sit across and admire something. You know, you see the dollar bill across the street, and once again, I'm showing y'all the true street credentials now. You see this dollar bill across the street, and you're looking at this dollar bill, and everything about you, you want this dollar bill you see strolling by, and every brother's eyes going down the street with it. But do you have what it takes to not only get that dollar bill, but maintain that dollar bill and keep that dollar bill right where it's supposed to be? That's the question of the day. A lot of times we get a dollar bill. You get this eye candy, and it costs you. Yeah, you're a regular guy with a regular job, but when you came to the door, you came in there trying to take her to Wolfgang Puck. You came in the game trying to take her to restaurants, not knowing that you're spending all your little change that you earned this week just to get close to her. Now she expects that from you. How are you going to maintain that if you're faking it till you make it?
That's when you have that emotional crash, because suddenly it dawns on you that you ain't even got the first base yet.
And you done invested a whole lot of time and capital. Now, when we
a
use
whole
the word
lot
capital,
of
a lot of times I don't want you squares to take capital out of context, because y'all might say, well, y'all talking about pimping or nothing. No, we're talking about even investing a lot of collateral. You put a lot of time and effort into this young lady, trying to reel her in, trying to make her a part of your world, but you came in on the pretense like you was, you know what I mean, Big Daddy Baller, while in truth, you're just Danny's Tom. That's what playology is about. We teach you. You come through the gate and you present yourself for who and what you are. If you ain't on baller status, you shouldn't try to be perpetrating like you're on baller status, because then this person expects that. Same thing from a female. If we came in the gate and you're generous, we expect that generosity to continue. We not knowing that you're taking your child support money trying to maintain and perpetrate. So we're going along for the while and we expect a certain level of generosity from you. Now when that generosity gets withdrawn, what else is there to the relationship? That is the question of the day. My dear learner, Kate Gizzle, what else is there when the money gone?
And then he's starting to find out it was a weave. strike that last part. That was an accident. Y'all didn't hear that. But we But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about honesty. That's what we're really talking about here today. You know, we just talk about keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? Know what you're doing. Learn the rules before you play any game. You know what I'm saying? You got to just learn the rules. Know who you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? You could be sleeping with the enemy. She might just be there for the money. You might just be there for the money and the coochie, too. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all might just be there for the same thing. And you might be there for the same thing at different times. So it still goes back down to honesty, who's playing who.
And that's the real question right there, exactly who is playing who. On that note, stick and stay. Don't go nowhere. We're going to come back to the topic, but we're also going to, you know, I told you, the new section of the show called Current Affairs. I like to talk about things currently out there, pertaining to everybody in a little bit. So stick and stay. Your boy, Kate Dizzle. And your boy Pretty Tongue gonna be riding with y'all. Holla back.
Right back.
Come and take a ride. tuning in to the show. Make sure to grab your copies of the Playerology Trilogy, featuring bestsellers Player Step Your Game Up, Playerology, Who Is She and What Is She to You, available on Amazon. Get your autographed copy at www.worldmovement.com or www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Now back to the show. K. Diddy, let's go.
Raised by game, when brothers ain't fazed by fame. Raised by game, where brothers ain't fazed by fame. Let's go. Let's go. Yeah. You was hot but can't stay in the flame. Ghetto pain and windows crack. The fist is like a symbol for black. Can tell the real by how the real interact. We all get lifted in the game. Yeah.
It's only right that I address it. Gotta be in it to win it. I never come lame, type killing in the game. But get busy. It's only right that I address it. Gotta be in it to win it. I never come lame, type killing in the game.
Music. Raised by game, but this ain't fazed by fame. Come to the crib, get, they take your change, stay in your lane. Ain't the way of the game. My brainstorm is like a stay in the rain. My favorite was Kane. Now I'm so with Wayne in the game. You was hot but can't stay in the flame. Ghetto pain and windows crack. The fist is like a symbol for black. You tell the real by how the real interact. In the middle of whack, my soul sticks to a track. Kick back, records get kicked to the back. I want big cribs and my man Ronnie to get here. Child in a good school to know where the gift is. It's global warming, the world is shifted. Watch the sweet 16. Rich kids, you don't know in life, you gotta go the distance, brother. Yoga, we all get lifted in the game.
It's only right that I address it. Gotta be in it to win it. I never come lame, type killing in the game. But get busy. It's only right that I address it. Gotta be in it to win it. I never come lame, type killing in the game.
Yeah.
Music.
I never kiss the ass of the masses. I'm the black molasses. Thick and I lasted past these rap bastards. They tried to box me in like Cassius Clay. Hey, I'm like Muhammad when he fasted. Opposing the fascists. Made cuts that got gashes. Scratches over third eyelashes. Punchlines are like jab hits to rappers whose careers now ashes. Too many slashes in his name. Came in the game as hitchers. From weak rhymes to clothing line to an actress. I see them dash smash hits. I yell run. Run while I cook the plastics. The weak hearted become Babylon puppets, making it hard for real hustlers. Touch the sky now and then with a lady ring. Give thanks to the most. That's how the day begins in the game.
It's only right that I address it. Gotta be in it to win it. I never come lame, type killing in the game. But get busy. It's only right that I address it.
Yeah. I just wanna be like a killer, an achiever. From the streets of the side, but some get for leisure. Got a cleaner, from to barbershops and beamers. Six with blind weeds and strong legs like Serena. The demeanor of the ghetto, to never stay settled. All the men and corrupt man slay pharaoh. Good bring business to the hood like Harold's 5-year-old. Walking by they stuff in the streets, the young die of cancer. I stop eating meat, greet the gods on 87th Street like peace. Even though it's water, G got a face in the east. The game ain't facing the sweet, cash flow is still, and they complacent with beats. My radio station is deep, so progression, counting paper, and blessings in the game.
It's only right that I address it. Gotta be in it to win it. I never come lame, type killing in the game. But get busy. It's only right that I address it. Gotta be in it to win it. I never come lame, type killing in the game.
Welcome back to the show. Your boy Pretty Tone coming back at you. As always, with my man K Dills, you know how we roll. That was my man Common Sense spitting that game at you. We all need a little bit of game. Today's show, does having less money make me less of a man or a woman? We're addressing the question. A lot of times we want eye candy, we want dime pieces, dollar bills, whatever you want to use to quote it, note it, you know what I'm saying? But do you got the swagger to maintain that? Do you have the swagger to maintain something beautiful or something exceptionally handsome? You know, the money don't run low. Is that dime piece or dollar bill still going to be in your corner? How you going to work it out? A lot of y'all invest a lot of time and energy into that proposition. Once again, going back to the book Playology, we got a cat called Donnie Doormat. Danny don't know how to handle his business. Well, hold on, I think we got somebody here trying to join us. We welcome anybody and everybody to the show. 111, welcome to the show. You want to play a play? What can we do for you?
Well, it's that illegitimate red-headed stepchild. That's who it is.
Oh, it's my man, Joe, ladies and gentlemen. the infamous, ever elusive Mr. Joe from Montana.
That's me and no one else. Where's Kay Diddy?
Absolutely.
Where's Kay?
Talking about one thing that I know who's Joe.
Oh, Diddy's here? Okay, cool. All right. I didn't hear him give me that welcome, like, oh, no, there goes the neighborhood. So I figured he was on, you know, some sort of vacation or something.
No, I got Christmas cheer. I got Christmas spirit, man. I ain't got nothing love for you, Joe. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, cool. Now I have to change my name from illegitimate redheaded stepchild to the real copyrighted Joe from Montana.
the infamous. But Joe, this should be a topic that you, I know you like to jump on this topic a little bit because you think women today think they're too entitled to what we got. Today we're talking about bone diggers, Joe. Today we're talking about talking about, you know, the eye candy that everybody wants, but it comes at a high price tag, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
What you gotta say about that?
Well, if you've got about two more hours, let me loose. But I'll tell you what I feel in just a few short sentences. Women are indoctrinated to become gold diggers. They may not call themselves gold diggers. They just call themselves princesses and goddesses and, in short, women. But do they or do they not have a sense of entitlement that when they socialize, that it's the man that has to take the initiation, it's the man that has to make the first approach, it's the man that has to take the woman out, it's the man that has to entertain, it's the man that has to protect, it's the man that has to bring her home? Does she or does she not have that mentality?
Yes.
Well, if she has that mentality, is she or is she not pigeonholing men into a certain role?
Yes.
And if she's pigeonholing men into that certain role, does she not have that feeling that, therefore, as a woman, men should abide by that role by and large? Yes?
Well,
if she does, then even though she may not be officially termed a gold digger, does she not have the attitude of, your money is my money?
Well, yes.
Okay. Then, am I not right in believing that women, since most women, if not all, because of that indoctrination, they therefore have this princess and daddy's little girl attitude, which means I and every other man should be entertaining, protecting, stimulating her, and fulfilling her life in some way or another? Yes. So, even if you don't want to call her a gold digger, then she has the wrong attitude, because her attitude should be, and the same with men, is that if you get into a relationship with somebody, the first thing you should do is, of course, love yourself, but then seek to please the other person. If both people have that attitude, that they can overcome obstacles and disputes. So I've just encapsulated my particular viewpoint on that.
Damn, Joe, you always come on here, and we're going to have to receive the hate mail now. because you always come on here with these controversial opinions, brother. You basically just said all women are gold diggers.
Just about. Just about. Now, are there good women out there? Yeah, but they have to overcome that indoctrination. They are not indoctrinated by their kids, by their parents. And those of you who are fathers, you know that what you do is, and if you're not, really an abusive father, you are a father trying to imbue to your female kids that they are princesses, daddy's little girl, watch out for men. Men have to do this, and men have to do that. Men have to pay. And even though, yes, you can go to college and you can work, you will attain, but you don't have to share the same way a man has to share. Now, fathers, you know that's what you teach your women or your little girls when they grow up.
Boy, oh boy. And you know what I don't like about this, Joe? You come on here and you stir the pot up, which, by the way, I enjoy it, but I don't like it. I must have some kind of brain imbalance or something.
Uh-huh.
Then you fade back into the background.
Uh-huh.
But nobody can email you the hate mail. I got to get the hate mail, Joe.
I'm glad somebody else is getting it other than me.
Hey, guys, don't feel left out. Look, people have actually had one-hour shows dedicated to me on Blog Talk Radio, okay? So that little bit of hate mail you get, you can go delete, 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 delete. When you start hearing people start telling you lies about you on shows that, people don't even know you, now you're talking a little bit of hate mail. But that's my job. That's my job.
So Joe, Indiana,
she's in the chat room, or he is in the chat room, said, "Where's the red-headed illegitimate stepchild?" There's one of your fans, Joe.
Yeah, that's me.
One of your fans.
I'm in the chat room. That's it. Ava, Indiana's me.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
So, all right, Joe. When the money runs out. And baby wanted to leave. Is that my fault or is that her fault?
Oh, good point, K. Diddy. Because I'll tell you another thing. You see, women, I used to think that women were gold diggers. All women were just playing gold diggers out of conscious design. There are women who will be impressed with a man's status. They will be impressed with his education, his brains, his achievements in life. They will be impressed by that. And they will fall in love legitimately with a man like that, and I don't have any problem with that. So it's like a man who wants a beautiful woman who is intelligent and who is stimulating, who is funny. Women go by the material aura of a man. What I don't like is that if that man slips, let's say, for example, you can be making $100,000 a year. You get fired from your job because of the economy. All of a sudden, you've got the devil running around with his and her head chopped, Tasmanian devil running around saying, "Why can't you get a job? Why did I marry you?" And then a lot of other ancillary bullshit about something's wrong with you. Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? Not even related to money, but you know that it is related to money. See,
the devil went from Prada to paper bag.
Yeah. And she's going to blame you. Now, isn't she supposed to be with you through thick and thin? And if you were fired, not because of your own concern, not because of your own fault, not because of your own intention, she's supposed to be there for you. Just like you're supposed to be there for her in case she gets into an accident, she gets disfigured. You're still supposed to be there for her. But it doesn't work that way in real life. She puts you on a pedestal. Now that you've fallen off the pedestal, she feels entitled and no longer loves you. Let's say the love goes through a certain strain. Now, she may have legitimately loved you because of what you achieved, but she didn't love you for yourself. So when you step down, she steps out.
Oh, hold on.
Well, the lady got to eat, too.
The baby's got to eat, too?
I said the lady's got to eat, too, man. Everybody don't like sardine sandwiches.
Okay.
So if you go from deal to Vienna sausages, you say she's out, huh? Hold on, we got somebody else. 111, you're on live with Can I Play a Play. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, hey, what's going on, gentlemen? What's up, Joe?
Yeah, are you the power move?
Excuse me?
Are you the power move?
No, I don't understand. I'm just the solution.
Okay, well. Oh, hey, Rich. No, all right. I thought the power move had said something about almost derogatory to men. Okay.
Yeah, I want to comment on this subject. It's a great subject. One of the issues here is that we are a community unto ourselves, the Blog Talk community. And what we need to do to be more effective and solution-oriented is take this message to the people outside who will hardly ever listen to shows such as this and explain the things to them. But, yes, Joe was precisely correct when he said that fathers and mothers and society at large teaches women to be takers. That's what women start out as, takers. Not givers, not sharers, but takers. And most relationships, just as a gentleman said, Mr. Rudolph, I believe, are most relationships, dating and marriages, are legalized prostitution. Absolutely.
Can I address what Power Move said in the chat room?
Let me read what Power Move said,
okay.
Brother. Then you can. Which one you're talking about here? It depends on how you got her. If you got her by flaunting wealth and suddenly that wealth is diminished, then it's the man's fault. But if she came to you assuming you were wealthy based on material possessions or something similar, then it's her fault.
Yeah,
I don't see how one premise is different than the other premise, because if you're flaunting your wealth, then you've got the wealth. Now, if she came to you because you were wealthy, you still had the wealth. So if you had the wealth, no matter how she learned about it, and if that wealth is gone, then he's saying in one instance it's the man's fault, and in the other instance it's her fault. I don't quite understand when it's based on the same premise.
Okay. Well, Paula Moon, you can respond to that, but... These gentlemen are basically saying that a lot of times it's us that have raised these little girls to be takers.
Mm-hmm.
All of us out there call in and say the daddy's little girl syndrome, if I'm getting it correctly.
You got it.
I don't know the daddies be doing that. I know the mamas be telling the daughters when y'all grow up you get a good husband, got a good job so he can take care of you. I hear that coming more from women than I do men.
Okay. Is my mic open? I have another observation.
Yeah, go right ahead. Your mic open.
Yeah, another observation is this, and most of us don't deal with this. In order for, first of all, just to talk to a woman requires some sort of extraordinary display in most instances. You can't just talk. Most men cannot just talk to a woman normally. You've got to have some shtick, some spiel. You've got to have some great presentation, right, because she wants to be, even though she's a stranger to you, she wants to be entertained. So what happens is the reason men often use money and material things, to attract women is because that's what works. See, that's what works. And what happens is most of us are liars and we're disingenuous about how difficult it is for most women, even women who aren't worth that much. It's difficult to have a meaningful conversation with them. For example, I speak all the time about women initiating and initiating communication and going on the first date, maybe the first 5 dates, a walk in the park with a bottle of water. That doesn't catch on with a lot of women because they want the fanfare. They want the flash. So most women are not about healthy, basic adult communication. They are about the game plan. What do you think about that?
Mr. Solutions, Mr. Solutions.
See, we don't even focus on the real issues. I say often we don't have the cognitive or collective will to really deal with the fundamental issues that are dividing us. We're not communication-oriented. We are entertainment-oriented.
Okay, boy, you are a huge brother. My man said we're too busy in the business of entertaining each other instead of communicating with each other, and we can't never get to know each other if we don't communicate.
Wow.
Okay. I'm going to put out, gentlemen, I'm going to jump on the other side of the fence. And I'm going to, you know, I'm going to become a feminist on the show right now because there's a whole lot of testosterone flowing up on this show. And we don't want it to be a so-called, you know, female fashion. So, you know, Pretty Tony going to jump over here and say, well, predominantly, as my man so eloquently said earlier, it's the men's fault. Brothers out there faking and fiddling. Instead of sitting down and getting to know a woman, we out there painting pictures. We out there trying to sell ourselves. We out there trying to, you know, live up to certain heights. Rather than presenting somebody and say, hi, my name is Robert Denny. All I can afford is Denny's or maybe IHOP. And every once in a while I can treat you to maybe Red Lobster. But we come through the door promising, baby, let me take you to Rome. I want to take you to Paris. I want to put diamonds on your fingers. I want to make all your problems go away if you give me a chance and forsake all others.
That's part,
so
yeah.
How is it the women's fault?
Yeah, that's...
If that's what we do.
Yeah, that's partially what Rich was saying, too. Rich was saying two things. He was saying, of course, what you were saying, player, about a man who's going to has making $50,000 a year, but you know, but he's trying to extend himself to make the girl think he's making $200,000. You know, he's a basement character with a penthouse dream. So, yeah. But what also Rich was saying was that women themselves will not be approachable unless you actually have the wealth. Because if you talk to a woman, because he's right, they want to be entertained right that second by a man they don't know. They want to find out basically what he is as opposed to who he is. And if you don't have the same, or better actually, better economic credentials than she does, she's not interested. She can be a waitress, and you can be, let's say, a delicatessen owner, and she'll go out with you. But if she has a master's degree, and you come up to her as a delicatessen owner, that same girl won't give you the time of day.
Well, okay. So what about the woman who has left the millionaire for the pool boy, Jose?
Well, she's 50 and he's 30, so that's why.
So you're saying that's purely physical?
Yeah, because I've seen that. When I've gone dancing, I've seen women who are 45, 50, and they're dancing with people who look like the pool boy, and those, you know, and they look about 30, 35, and that's my observation.
Yeah, and another lie that we buy into. See, we're so encrusted with lies, no real current of life can flow. For example, women are not sexual. Women are actually more sexual than men. It's just that a bunch of lies are told about it. The University of Texas at Austin did the largest study ever done, and of the 50 reasons that humans have sex, the first five are exactly the same for men and women. I was horny. I wanted a physical release. I was attracted to the person, so on and so forth. But what has happened is when we had a shift from the domesticity of women into this new woman, we didn't bring with that responsibility toward men. It was just responsibility toward self. And see, that's the way women are. It's all about, like I say, entertaining them, making them feel special or something of that nature. And what happens is that's ridiculous. The only guy who can make you feel good upon first meeting you is a professional fucker. The guy who spends... that's the guy
Mr. Lucian. Hold on, Mr. Lucian. I missed that part. What's the only guy on the first date that can make him feel good? So please, tell the folks again.
He's a professional ladies' man because that's all he does. And see, what happens is women tend to be, not all, but many women tend to be so life stupid, is they have adopted the extreme, the hyperbolic end, as the norm. And so what happens is most of the time a quality man, and I often use the James Evans type, a good man, maybe he was a little bit job challenged, but there are a lot of men who do very well financially, but the fact of the matter is they don't have all that game. And as one guy has aptly noted, women will say no games, but yet they'll reject a guy for not having enough game. See, the problem is all of us have stooped to a very stupid level vis-a-vis relationships. Since men and women are socially and legally equal, what we should do is have a common standard. And what is often left out in any conversation between men and women or about men and women or about relationships is what do men want? Everything is about what the woman wants and what she's not getting actually from the wrong men. And so we should start talking about what men want. And see, that's the huge missing part of this equation, because a relationship is about two people. I mean, that's only obvious, but we don't approach it as if it's about two people. And so these are some things that we're going to have to draw women in, because men and women have to relate to each other. Otherwise, the society is doomed.
Society is doomed. It's been designed that way for few decades now. As a matter of fact, the government, which we didn't get into last week, Tony and Diddy, is that the government is now instituting programs so that girls, let's say 12 and 13, they're in school and at certain camps are not allowed to formulate special friendships. In other words, they're not allowed to have best friends. They can only mix with the group. That's in the newspaper. And let me pull that up from my computer, and I can tell you where to go to read that, because that by itself is incredible. It's a means of splitting up socialization. It's a means of splitting up not just the family, but it's a means of splitting up people, period, so that nobody can feel an allegiance to another person. Everybody will be left out, shifting in the wind.
And I'm going to tell you something. And also the biggest tool in that, which is something that I constantly talk about, is the Internet. We have, with the advent of the internet and Second Life and virtual relationships, I hear them talking about virtual marriages now, where people come home every day and are married on the computer, and they go to their second life and paint pictures and say, you know what I mean? Life is a very complex yet simple thing. And we're losing our humanity to that. We're losing our feel for each other. And that's one of the things I try to promote. You know, as I write these books, my days, you know, going back to Mr. Solution, who used the word game. Yeah, I write about game, and he is right. A gentleman who knows what to say and when to say it is going to have a higher ratio of success with somebody who is just trying to be himself as best as he can be. So dude is correct. Somebody and then woman have the nerve, like you said, to say you didn't have no game, but at the same time they're saying, oh, well, I don't want nobody running game on me, which is a blasted oxymoron at best. Now, but you still got to have the game. It's necessary. You still got to know how to hold a conversation. Game is a part of life. You can't run, you know, simple rules. And I'm going to simplify for all the wonderful folks out there listening. You can't run into a basketball game and apply football rules. So are there aspects of the game that's screwed up and we need to improve on? Yes. That's what playerology is about. It's about opening the scope of game to know that you can start at point A and make it all the way up to F and further up. You know, a lot of times we're socially awkward. We're socially awkward because going back to what Joe was talking about, you know, we never had that chance to test our skills a little bit, and if we're isolating people, we'll never develop those skills. We're going to get worse at them. Real talk, and I see my man Joe done throwing up in the chat room the link for anybody who wants to go and check that article out.
Yeah, is my mic open?
Yes, go right ahead, bro.
Yeah, I didn't know. You can't tell. There's a little delay. Another issue is this, and this is a very important issue. Most of these are just basic 101 relationship issues, and that is that a strange, stray woman will expect from a man she's just meeting, hence she's stray and strange, she will expect the treatment of a girlfriend. or a wife. And the point of it is, she's not a girlfriend. She's not a wife. Those are different positions. Yes, they're all women, but they're different positions. So men have to have the intestinal fortitude and the gonads, and women have to have the ovaries to listen to it, is to say, when I first meet you, all I owe you is civility, and that's all you owe me. I don't owe you drinks. I don't owe you meals. I don't owe you vacations or any other kind of gifts. That's a no-no. And women who are selling themselves for that purpose are, let's call them what they are, they're prostitutes.
Let me interrupt before even Vinny gets in there. Tony Venuti. Tony Venuti's in the chat room. I've been to his show. I haven't been able. I've called in, but he hasn't picked up. Why don't you call in, Tony? I just wanted to say that.
Yeah,
got a new...
yeah, Tony's in there. I like his line. I like his line when he says there are players and there are playees, and we all have to learn how to coexist. Gentlemen, we are getting it in today on Channel Player Play. We're joined by Mr. Solutions, Joe from Montana. The chat room is buzzing with Power Moves and Mr. Tony Venuti. Mr. Tony Venuti says that we are all whores, and that's true to some extent. That's another thing a lot of people don't like to address. Any way you look at this life, any way you want to look at marriage, relationships, prostitution, is that we're all paying for what we need at some point or the other, vice versa, women, men, we're all paying for what we need. Nothing ain't coming out.
I'm just not clear. How much is that as expectation versus how much is that as a test? Because a lot of people test people to just see how far they can go in a situation.
Yeah, but that test is meaningless. The real test is that walk in the park and the bottle of water to see how well you can communicate to determine whether or not you are compatible. All outside of that is flash and bling and game playing that leads to the very thing that women tend to complain about. But see, they are the creators of the very problems that they, say that they don't want. And so what has to happen is somebody just has to come in and say it. Now, Joe has done a good job of explaining the situation, an excellent job. And we just have to continue that. And we have to do it with people outside of BTR. See, because we're just one little tiny microcosm. We need to take this message to the knuckleheads who won't ever listen to BTR. You follow me?
Mr. Venuti, Mr. Venuti, in the chat room, you are going off. My man said, blessed is he who expects nothing. And he says, girls get prettier at closing time. Real pretty.
Yeah. I like it when he says, flirting is now sexual harassment. He's right. In
yes,
the workplace,
that's another
right.
thing. I'm glad he said that because that's something I wanted to talk about, the CDC study that just came out. That says 1 in 4 women have been assaulted by men. 1 in 5 women have been sexually assaulted, and 1 in 6 women have been stalked. That led me to get to questioning. Okay, at first that statistic freaked me out.
Mm-hmm.
Till I got to applying logic. Like, okay, we have to remember how did they phrase these questions, and that ties right into the question where is flirting sexual harassment?
Mm-hmm.
Is assault me stopping you by the hand and saying, hey, girl, you're pretty today. What's good? What exactly is the definition or broad-based definition of sexual assault?
But see, listen, that all has its genesis in women not having a responsibility to open that important adult communication. See, this hinges, you know, like they say, huge doors swing on small hinges. And what happens is we don't often understand, what the situations really are. We're knee-jerk, and we're basically superficial. And just because a woman says something doesn't mean it's true, okay? So the thing of it is, if women were more responsible for having the communication that they acknowledge is so important, this situation would evaporate. Sexual harassment was nothing but a diversion from racial discrimination. Okay, that's what that was. And much of it is illegal, and much of it should not occur. Men should actually overwhelm the system by complaining to HR every time women do something, like if they start talking about their intimate partner or whatever women do that's of a harassing nature. Men should take it to HR and let the system choke on its own garbage.
But hold on. But in saying that, it sounds easy to sit here and say that, but you already know that based upon ego and pride, you're going to be reconsidered. Oh, man, do I go to HR and say, man, she pinched my butt while I was at the water cooler? And, you know, other dudes going to be looking at you like, dude, are you for real?
Well, the point of it is, look, what we're doing is offering solutions. And so what we have to do, all of us are responsible for the solutions, either listening and carrying them out or developing them and carrying them out. You see, I used to do that as a profession, resolving conflict between people. And so what you have to do is, come with a level head, a desire to resolve the issue, and then follow through.
Okay. Can I ask you something in the background? Go ahead.
No, I was just commenting on the kind of statement you made, you know, if a man go and report a woman pinching him on his butt, you know, the first thing, HR is not going to take that serious. You know, they're going to look at you, are you serious? But if a woman say the same thing, you got a whole bunch of issues.
All right, let me differ with this guy. First of all, what he just said is not true. Men have to do it. All that's saying is that there's a bias. Make a record of it, create a record of it, and I guarantee you, HR will take action. They will. They have to. Because if they don't, you take it to an attorney. And you say the agency, see, the law, even though it's skewed toward women, it has to apply even-handedly when exposed. So what that gentleman just said, I'm not saying that he doesn't have some basis for saying that, because he does. But in the end, he's absolutely wrong. Because if you document it, the place, the time, what happened, and you take that to HR, that's the first thing, and they don't do anything about it, then you consult an attorney. And I guarantee you they'll do something.
Well, of course they're going to do something about it. My point is, if you, your first reaction from them is the look you're going to get, are you serious?
Okay, so
and
what? We men have dropped the ball in holding women
responsible.
Once they
recognize,
that
you are serious, of course they're gonna step up to the plate, because of course there's ramifications, no doubt. I agree with that.
Okay, but that's the point. That's the solution. We have to learn to go with solutions. We often, as men, and I got to be candid about this, even-handed, men for the most part, even though they can be good men, they don't understand solutions either. Okay, and that's the reason the women dominate things with their non-solutions.
Well, that's
and
because, like you said,
gentlemen, y'all on here, Tony Vannetti in the chat room, my dude, you are a nut. I'm going to go back to the comment that caught me first. He said in here, men who treat women like princesses were raised by a queen.
Mm.
So man's law, his law, or something. He said, gentlemen, y'all got the testosterone flowing strong on this show, and I don't hear anybody stepping up to the plate to defend the ladies.
They don't call in, Tony. I mean, I was on another show today, and one did call in and gave her an opinion, and she sounded like the poster girl for a lot of women who were saying that men are to blame. But most women aren't going to call in, because if you actually try to trap them in a logical conversation, they're going to say, well, I said my piece, I got to go. Or they just don't call in. Or they try to talk over you. Women don't like to hear. Black women, white women, and Asian women who are inculcated a lot with the American culture, they don't like to hear that they're wrong. They've been brought up to believe that their poor little feelings are not to be tricked upon. They are, you know, the center of the universe. The prettier they are, the more that they feel entitled to. And they get away with it because men are as stupid as, well, it's too early to curse, but they're stupid as hell, and they allow it.
Absolutely, and I'm a firm believer in that. Don't get pissed on. I, in all my books, I stress this point because I like to draw this point across because I don't just write for the streets. I write for men in general because you got to have game. It's an unfortunate reality that you have to have game, but I show you how to apply. Don't get pissed on and told that it's raining. Don't have somebody pissing on you and telling you it's golden showers, man. It's pissed on it. You're getting pissed on. And a great deal of things that occur with us and to us are primarily our own doing because we have created this this world, whereas, as the gentleman here keeps saying, we're not taking into consideration. We base everything up on ego and pride and go out of our way. One of my favorite statements is this. Don't go for a dime piece if you ain't ready to dance with the whole dime piece scenario, man. You got to understand what you're missing because men have spent their entire life putting her on a pedestal, and when you get to her, she's going to expect that. Mm-hmm. Be it her daddy false or ex-husband false, whoever it is, we have given the power to pussy a lot of power, and I'm going to tell you something. Pussy is one of the most powerful things known to man and the most addictive. Brothers have sold their soul for coochie. Giving it entirely away just to get 5 minutes.
If you don't mind, you just spoke about game and its necessity. Define what game is in as concise a way as you can between adults.
All right.
Define what game is between adults.
All right. I'm glad you asked that. When the word game is thrown out there, everybody thinks it's, you know, a ladies' man approach, and it is. But you can build upon that concept. Game is something you understand that no matter what you're doing, you have to have knowledge of it. You have to know the rules of it. You have to know how to approach people and talk to people to get the response that you're looking for. It's all psychological at the end of the day. And if I'm as boring as the motherfucking wall that surrounds the building, the person that I'm trying to get a response from is going to become non-responsive. I'm not talking about playing games for, you know, little trivial childish reasons that we come up with. I'm talking about game where you know that, okay, I'm sitting here. This is how I'm going to present myself. This is how I want to be received. This is what I'm looking for. You have to have your game plan for yourself to get the results that you're looking for. You may not be as blessed as a Shamar Moore looking dude sitting across from you, but you're still not going to come in there and just make yourself look like a damn punching bag because that's how you presented yourself. You get to present yourself as a punching bag, that is how you're going to get treated. That's the kind of game that I'm talking about. Going there with a game plan. Going there, practice who and what you want to present yourself as because you can be the most intelligent brother in the world, but you're still socially awkward.
I got that. But what about just walking up to a woman, hi, how are you? My name is so-and-so. I'd like to talk with you. What's wrong with that to a mature woman?
Nothing wrong with that.
What is wrong
because
with that?
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that because that's a good basis. Always start simple and work your way into what it is you're trying to accomplish.
Now let me ask you this. Do you consider women who are judges who can actually sentence men to death or life in prison, do you consider them equally worthy to do that? Hi, my name is fill in the blank. I would just like to have a conversation with you. Are women and men equally responsible for opening that conversation in your mind?
Yes. Yes. In my mind, I think women and men are equally responsible for that conversation because it goes back to what I am trying to attract. It goes back to what I'm trying to have around me, and it goes back to what I'm trying to be with.
Well,
right, man, we're going to do the part two to this show next week, y'all. We are down to the last 30 seconds. Joe from Montana, Mr. Solutions. If y'all are available, please join us next week. We're going to do the part two. Tony Vannetti, you are more than welcome to come back, sir, because you are a nut.
Everybody. All right, one final comment, just based on what the sagacious points you just made. If women won't initiate vital conversation, well, then that means they have no game. Okay, let's put that out there too. Women who sit back on their asses and wait for men to do everything for them in terms of initiating, they don't have the commensurate skills, and they are insipid.
Y'all get your dictionary out, find out what insipid means.
Mr. Solutions, I love you. Gentlemen, come back next week. Please, I beg of you. As usual.
Yo. Yeah. It's fine, Sickle. You know, I've been doing my thing, born to change things, you know what I'm saying, all kind of things. Then you got my brother Big Pooh. He doing his thing, dirty pretty things, whole bunch of things. We gonna do this thing one last time, man. Little brother. Hey, yo, automatic, systematic. Me and my second at it. Last go round for the pound, get your Instamatic. With all the pictures at it, we put our stamp on it. Not being Cameron-ish, I mean diplomatic. I say what I feel till I ain't gotta say no more. I dedicate this to the A&Rs that said LB is in the game, but they ain't playing ball. And all the turncoats, look, and you forgot what we was playing for. So you can call this the denouement. It's the removal of a fixture, a complicated picture, and not even Clarissa could explain it all. You're mad with me, tough ticket, it's a training brawl. This is the marathon I have been training for ever since. Me and Big Pooh was getting rental cars ever since. Christ is banging out on the ASR. Never leave the game, just change the way I play the cards. Hey yo, who them boys that make the record feel? Turn the speakers up and let the record kill. Don't stop, you know it, don't quit. But when it's curtain call, then that's all you gon' get. We do it like this one time, make the record feel. Turn the speakers up and let the record kill. Don't stop, you know we don't quit. But when it's curtain call, then that's all you gon' get. And we do it like this. This is it, the last monologue, last act in the play. You can say the epilogue, new book to begin, dear friends. You can always press rewind and relive it again. Listening in 03 made the people take notice. Shout